Pacific Home. Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And lots of stuff coming up, not only within the radio show, but apart from the radio show. We're going to be starting a Phil Hendry podcast. I know I mentioned this coming weekend, and we could still start it this weekend. But there's some things I want to sort of fine-tune on it, so we may delay the rollout of our podcast because it's going to be, I think you're going to enjoy it. And one of the things I'm fine-tuning is the idea of taking phone calls in a podcast. I guess you can do that, but you have to also tell people when it's going to be on, this and that. Maybe we'll do it, maybe we won't. Some other interesting things. So we'll let you know as we move along. We've got a brand new piece of merchandise coming out in our shop, so check that out. And, of course, go to BSP at philhendryshow.com. Right now we have live streaming video of our show. We call it Phil TV in HD. If you're looking at Phil TV in HD, you can see that my left eye still has that ugly-ass red mark. But would you believe if I told you it's getting better? It is getting better. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. I don't know. Just the blood vessels popped in my eye Sunday morning after a night of hell, which I'll tell you about later on. 877-876-PHIL. I have been, over the last month and a half, engaged in a diet that I have just sort of put together myself. It's not the Jenny Craig. It isn't Nutrition. It's none of these diets that you've heard of. I just went ahead and did this diet myself. It's just 2,000 calories a day, and it is a diet that is working for me. On the line with me here is Brad Rifkin, who is advertising executive and a personal trainer from Las Vegas, Nevada, and we're going to talk a little bit about diets, which I understand, Brad, you believe in them, but they go against a little bit your own personal business interests. So tell us a little bit about the quandary that you're in.
I'll tell you what it is, Bill. The quandary that I'm in with dieting is we have an interest in Sinfully Cinnamon, which is the cinnamon bun. It's not cinnamon, but it's Sinfully Cinnamon, which is the cinnamon bun concession in three of the malls in Las Vegas. We're going to be in expanding into the Reno area and eventually into Phoenix. So when people are talking about diets, as people have been prone to do, probably not so much on your show, but now I understand you've been talking about it. It is something that we have to kind of work with.
You have a cinnamon bun concession.
Yes. And
yet you're also a personal trainer.
I am a personal trainer, yes.
Now tell me about that.
Well, when you are a personal trainer, you are an individual who's there to help people lose weight. You're there to help people get in shape. You're there to help people become healthy.
And how does that work, though, when you have a financial interest in a pastry or in a cinnamon bun place, as you do?
Well, I can tell you that it's the best of both worlds in a lot of ways, Phil, because I will say that when you have someone that you are training and they're trying to get the weight off, or they're trying to tone up, or they're trying to do, they've got different goals. Everybody has different goals when it comes to training. If they are not the kind of person that's going to stay to the program, if there's someone that you feel is half-hearted, if there's someone who is not going to commit, then there's really not a lot you can do with them. And that's when you will, and a lot of the people you have to discourage right away, you know, and you say to people, I can't help you. And I don't think, there are people, Phil, that are just never going to lose the weight.
And you really think so?
I really believe it.
Well, are you talking about people are not going to lose the weight because they don't have the wherewithal?
Well, it depends on what you mean by wherewithal.
They don't have the desire.
I think that people, there are people that don't have the desire, but I'm talking about some people are just not going to lose the weight because it's impossible for them to lose weight. It's impossible.
Why do you say impossible?
When you look at the body mass, when you look at the body type, when you look at the person, you can pretty much see someone, if somebody is, let's say, over 50 and they have a body mass that is truly so, the fat content is truly so overboard. There's no way they're ever going to lose that weight. There's no way.
Yeah, but I don't understand what you mean by there's no way.
There's no way some people are going to lose weight. The first people that are not going to lose weight are the ones that have been given the thyroid excuse, if you'll pardon me for saying that.
What do you mean by excuse? You're saying a lot of those people are faking it?
Well, yeah, not faking it, but I think a lot of people use the thyroid excuse. I don't think that there's that much thyroid disease to warrant every fat person saying, oh, my thyroid. So if they use that, then you know that they already have one foot in the grave. I hate to put it that way. Or, you know, I have... in my personal training, and I train people for fitness as well as for tone, as well as for texture, as well as for weight loss. And I have heard them say, you know, I've got a thyroid problem. And I will say to them, all right, well, you know, I can't help you.
And why do you say that?
Because they're going to tell me after about 2 weeks. That, oh, I can't lose the weight, I got a thyroid problem. And if I said to them, well, have you been to the doctor? Yes, he's the one that told me. And are you taking thyroid medicine? Yes, I'm on and off it, I'm on and off, you know, and they hem and they haw. I say to them, you know, if you're wasting my time, because that's what you're going to be doing. And they'll say, well, why? I said, because you already told me that you got a thyroid problem. To me, in my line of work, that means that you are going to stay fat. So when I said to you earlier, Phil, that there are pluses to both businesses, if that person really doesn't want to lose weight, and they've come to me and they say, oh, I want to lose weight, I said, yeah, but you said the magic word, you said thyroid, or some people are just lazy, or they're giving you a lot of these, like, oh, you know, my heart. Then that's when we'll say to them, you know, have you seen, a lot of times we'll have the brochures there on, for Sinfully Cinnamon. Have you seen our breakfasts? If you want to leave, because where my training is.
Wait. Hold on for a minute. So after you tell these people that I can't help you lose weight, you send them over to your cinnamon shop.
Well, it's the cinnamon bun shop. Yes, we do. And let me tell you why.
Okay, so in other words, they're never going to lose this weight. They're always going to have their thyroid problem. They're always going to be giving excuses, whatever, but you've just helped them along. When you say one foot in the grave, you know...
Well, I didn't put that foot in the grave, if that's what you're trying to infer.
I sort of think you are, and here's why I'm saying this. I don't know anything about personal training, and I don't know anything... I'm sure you know. But don't you think that if someone says, oh, wow, I've got a thyroid problem, wow, I can't lose the weight, and you say to them, well, here's my cinnamon bun business, why don't you go over there and have some breakfast?
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying something that they want to hear. They've already got the foot in the grave.
Why do you say they want to hear that?
Because they said they're already coming up with excuses. Oh, my thyroid.
Well, how do you know a lot of those people don't have real thyroid problems?
Okay. Well, you know, Phil, if you want to... Yes, I realize...
Look, I've got one, two... I can count right now, just off the top of my head, three friends of mine who are on thyroid medication who have to... And they're not old. They're people in their 30s. And they have thyroid medication, and it affects their weight. And
all right, that's fine. You know, three people, let me ask you this. Are they, because you are a public personality, and I don't imagine that you want to be seen in public with individuals that are huge, right? And that,
well, it wouldn't matter. If they're friends of mine, it's not going to happen. I mean, I'm not going to worry about it.
Well, how many friends of yours do you have that are morbidly obese? One, two...
Wait a minute.
See, I was counting it down because most people will say, won't admit to having it. You may have some, but most people won't admit to it. And the reason why they don't admit to it...
I don't have any friends that are morbidly obese.
All right, but the reason why most people don't admit to it is it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing to say you've got a friend that is morbidly obese. And are you going to go out in public with that friend? Are you going to go, let's go to the ladies' night? No, you know, let's go over here to the if they're having an all-you-can-eat. You're not going to do it. Okay, so I'll ask again. How many friends of yours do you have that are huge that you go out into public with?
One, two, three.
None.
It took you 3 seconds.
Well, I'm not. It's not that I'm going to avoid it. I don't understand. All right, so what's the point?
The point is this, Phil. The point is this. You have friends that are on thyroid medicine, but they're not huge. I'm dealing with people that are huge, and I'm not buying that they're on thyroid medicine. I don't know, but I'm not buying it. Now, what I say to them is the following thing. You and I both know that you're going to use this thyroid excuse. Why not take this brochure, and there's a half off here for the cinnamon roll or whatever it is, take it over to Simply Cinnamon, and at least do my business a benefit over there, because you wasted my time here. And that's what I'm...
So you're telling these people you wasted my time as a personal trainer, so you owe me...
Well, in a way they do, to go over and buy a bun.
All right, Brad Rifkin with us. Hold on, Brad. We're talking about weight, because that was been a big concern of mine since I went on my diet back on March 19th, and I have lost 25 pounds just calorie counting. Brad Rifkin, a personal trainer who says that some people will never, ever lose weight. And in that case, he sends them over to a cinnamon bun concession that he also operates at a couple of these malls. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Do you believe that people, a lot of people are destined to never losing their weight at all, and that this thyroid thing especially is a big excuse? We'll be right back with more on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445.
The Phil Hendry Show.
No, that's what, and the cinnamon bun, are we on the air?
No.
All right, but it's cinnamon.
Phil, world famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Brad Rifkin as we talk about weight loss and we talk about people's dedication to it. And in your experience, there are people who will never lose weight, and that's just a willpower thing.
It's a willpower thing, Phil. But it's also they're never going to lose the weight because they can't lose. There's no way you can lose the weight. You get to a certain level of how fat you are, that you're never going to lose it.
And what does that mean? You know, I'm learning a lot here about weight loss. You're telling me there's a certain point of being fat where you're never going to lose weight?
Yeah, there is. There is a point by which it's never going to happen. You can get to be large, and body mass is so much that you could diet for, like you said to me, 2,000 calories a day. You could diet for years, and you never really, no one's going to notice, because you just, and no fat person, not, and I shouldn't say fat person, but nobody that big has ever had the willpower to go on a diet that would, you know, take them down to the normal-looking people.
No one.
What's that, Phil?
No, nobody that big has ever successfully dieted.
No.
How much weight are we talking about?
I'm talking about someone, you know, 350, 400 pounds.
I was 306 pounds, and I'm down to 265 right now.
Well, I would have to look at the... I doubt seriously if you were over 300 pounds.
And I'm telling you, on my scale, I was over 300. I was in my doctor's office. In my doctor's office, it said 306.
Well, it was the doctor's... was it one of those old-fashioned weight scales?
Yes, it was.
Okay, those are very inaccurate. That's why they've gone to digital readouts. I'm surprised your doctor still has one of those.
So you're telling me that my doctor's scale in my doctor's office was inaccurate? It was not 306 pounds.
I'm saying if you lose weight, Phil, what's your target weight?
200.
Well, if you get down to 200, there's no way on earth that you were ever over 300 pounds. When you hit 300 and go above, it is very, very unlikely that anybody that fat is ever going to care enough. See, there's a point where you reach when you have so much fat that you you begin to eat even more. If you saw that TV show, remember the show you were telling me about, that Larry guy?
Oh, that guy was so... That Larry dude, yeah.
The big fat guy, and he had oxygen running through his nose. And
yeah, he was laying in a bed.
And that guy was a fat... He was just... He was the whole fat problem. He wasn't just a man. He was the issue, if you know what I'm saying. In other words...
No, I don't. What do you mean, the issue?
He was so fat that he wasn't just fat. He was the fat issue. He was the fat debate. He wasn't a man. He'd slopped over into being a conversation.
Well, I don't know what that means.
Well, what I'm saying is, and so that guy, and he ate, didn't he?
Yeah, he was still eating, and he was his father and his stepmother. The whole family dynamic was just as bizarre as you've ever seen in your life. This dude was huge. His father and his stepmother operated almost a 24-hour round-the-clock kitchen.
Right.
As they cooked everything from flapjacks to, I mean, they get done feeding this guy breakfast, and they were already making lunch.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. That guy doesn't want to go on a diet. You reach a point where you're just so fat, you forget it. You want food is what you want. You want to have the food. So that's when I say I've put out all of this energy as a trainer. And
but they're paying you. Right.
Well, they're paying me, yeah, but the problem is I'm not, you know, if they were serious, they'd stay with me because I only charge per session or per week. Some people have said I should have people sign contracts, but most people don't want to sign contracts. So, if the fat guy comes in, he says, I want to, you know, lose weight, and I say, okay, let's go. And after about three sessions, he's out the door I saw one guy who took advantage of the offer, and he was out the door. And this guy was at the Sinfully Cinnamon in the South Las Vegas Mall location, and they said he was out front, and he had a fork and a knife and a napkin, and he was tearing into, I think it was his second one.
And so in other words, he directly over to your place, started eating a cinnamon roll, and this is what I'm talking about. He goes from making a very good start for himself, trying to get the weight off, and I don't imagine you're a very encouraging guy, Brad.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is, if you say to people, well, forget it, you ain't going to get that fat off, and...
I'm telling them the truth. I'm not saying to the guy, as soon as he hit the door, I put him on a scale. If he's over 300 pounds, I tell him the truth.
Yeah, but then you're giving him are you giving them a certificate for your cinnamon bun place?
Am I giving them a certificate?
Well, you said that there's some...
Yeah, we have a brochure. And when I say to them, you know, you're fat. And you, some of these people feel they're so big that you'd swear to God, and I'm not trying to be funny, but you would swear to God Almighty himself that they're getting bigger as they stand there.
Oh, come on.
No, what do you mean, oh, come on?
Well, so they came in for personal training, and what do they do? They quit?
They quit after a couple of sessions, and I said, well, look, if you're going to do that, and you want to go ahead and go whole hog, and I use the term whole hog, I don't mean that as a pun, but the, you know, in that instance, it's pretty funny. I'd say, if you want to go, if you're quitting, you're going whole hog, go over and get it. This is the best cinnamon bun you'll get in town, because you know that's what they're going to do. So why not me tell them, as long as you're giving up on your training, and I know for a fact that you're going to go and try to find a cruller or a donut, I don't know what you're going to do, please, please, at least put your money into my cinnamon bun place. So, and I mean, a lot of people would criticize that.
Well, I wonder how committed you can be to helping anybody lose weight when you have, on the other end of the stick, a cinnamon bun concession, and you're actually sending people over from your training place. Are people coming from the cinnamon bun place to training?
Well, I mean, what we do is we set up outside the cinnamon bun location, and we will see a lot of the big ones that I haven't seen yet that come out. I'll say, hey, you know, and I use some what I call motivational language.
Like what?
Well, I'll say, hey, fat ass, you know, what do you, you know, how's it, you know, do you want to get some of that fat off, or what? I don't know, but you have to, Phil, in this day and age, you have to find a way to make your business move forward.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. Dr. Jim Sadler will come on as well and give us his medical opinion here with Brad Rifkin as we talk about weight loss, about who can lose weight, if you can lose weight after a certain number of pounds, and the efficacy and the ethics of sending someone from a training place to a cinnamon bun place.
Henry.
God, spit it out.
Hey.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. On the line with me is Brad Rifkin from Rifkin Advertising. He also does personal training, and we're talking about weight loss with Brad. He also is the owner-operator of Sinfully Cinnamon, which is a kind of a cinnamon bun. I don't know. Do you do donuts, too?
When I say that we have a donut concession, we have a cinnamon bun, people automatically think that I'm taking advantage of a lot of the fat people that come to our personal training, but I'm not. As we like to say, if you're fat and you don't want to take the weight off, you take advantage of yourself by going over and eating a bun. You know, going over and having a cinnamon bun or whatever.
All right, we're going to have Dr. Sadler on, but we've got a caller here, Randy. Randy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Brad Rifkin. Go ahead, sir.
So I want to say, first of all, I'm really enjoying your program, and I want to go ask Brad here, you remember me at all?
Did you say, do I remember you?
Yeah, you remember me?
No, I don't, sir.
Well, I came into your training there at the South Las Vegas Ball, you know, a couple years ago, and you worked with me, and you said, well, I'll give it up, right?
I don't recognize your voice.
What your name is Randy what, sir?
Randy Bingham.
Randy Bingham. Randy, I think I remember the name. Were you morbidly obese, or?
Well, you gave me, you said what's called a CB on the chart.
CB, okay. That's why I sent you out, okay?
What is CB?
That is a corduroy burn.
And the corduroy burn is I was wearing corduroy pants, and the corduroy was rubbing at the thigh level.
And the corduroy pants that he was wearing were rubbing.
You call that corduroy burn?
Call it CB. Burn.
So why did you refuse to work with the man?
Because it was CB.
Well, his point was that if I would have came in and I had corduroy burn, it would serve me no point. So I went over to the cinnamon place.
Did you like the cinnamon buns?
You know full well that I did, but since that time I put on another 75 pounds.
Well, that's not my fault. You went, you had CB. And
he had, what is CB again?
Corduroy burn.
It's called corduroy burn.
So, in other words, the man was so large that the pants were rubbing together at the thighs.
Yeah, but we call it CB.
Well, I had on corduroy pants. What would happen if I had on silk shorts?
Silk shorts?
What do you call that? You call that silk rub or something?
Probably, yeah. We would have called it SR.
Oh, come on, will you? Silk rub. So what was the end result here, sir? You went over to the cinnamon place?
Yeah, over at all that help. And another controllable bum.
What's that?
God, I said another controllable bum. But you, in my legal position,
I can't understand what you're saying now.
Yeah, I can't either.
That's because when you sent me to the controllable bum place, now I've gained another 75 pounds.
You've gained another 75 pounds from eating cinnamon.
No! No! It's a controllable bum!
He said eating cinnamon buns. You're not going to put on 75 pounds.
I know what he means. All right, Randy, good luck to you. Yeah, sure. Thanks a lot. 877-876-7445. There's a guy that you turned away.
You know, the guy said, as I turned him away. He walked in. I remember the case now. Randy Bingham. He was a CB. We call it corduroy burn. That just simply means that as he walked in, you swear to God, something was on fire. In other words, Mr. Henry, if you put on a pair of corduroy pants, and
I know what corduroy pants do.
No, seriously. You put on a pair of corduroy pants and you're walking with the big thighs, you're going to get, you will, I believe, get some combustion. It sounds insane. And
oh, come on, grow up.
No, hey, listen, I've been a, don't tell me to grow up. I've been a personal trainer for a long time. I saw this guy waddle in, and I immediately said to Sherry, who was working the desk that day, I said, CB, and we went ahead and we hit the alarm.
All right, if you're hitting the alarm on a guy with CB, corduroy burn, what?
Well, you think it's pretty funny, huh?
No, I think you think it's funny, though. I think you think it's funny because you send that poor man over to a cinnamon bun place. All right, we're going to bring on from San Diego now Dr. Jim Sadler, who joins us by way of telephone. Hey, Dr. Sadler, how are you?
Bill, I'm doing very well, thank you.
And this is Brad Rifkin.
Mr. Rifkin.
Yeah, how are you doing, Doc?
I'm doing very well.
Dr. Sadler, in your experience, when you have...
You ever heard of corduroy burn?
No, I heard you gentlemen talking about corduroy burn. I got to tell you, that is a new one on me, I will tell you that.
All right, let's get serious here, though. Is there such a thing as having so much weight you can't lose it?
I think that psychologically, a lot of people do have a cutoff point. Certainly, you can work with the psychological... the psychological mechanics. You can work with those and try to free people and their expectations. But that's not. I'm a doctor, and I have a nerve problem. I have a speech impediment. People who have a weight problem, they can take the weight off. But I will never, ever sound different from what I sound like right now.
But we've had, like, two guys with speech impediments here.
No, the last man was simply fat, okay?
All right, well, that man's vocal cords were impacted by...
Yeah, they were impacted by fat.
All right, but, I mean, isn't there... So you're not saying you're...
No, you know, Mr. Rifkin, is it... Would you just hold your thoughts until I'm finished? Because you don't have anything to contribute here at this time. I'm talking about a speech impediment that I have that was the result of an animal training accident. All right?
All right.
So what I was going to say, Phil, is that the gentleman that you just had on can lose the weight. Yes, he can. Mr. Rifkin is drawn. Mr. Rifkin is not as ensconced in the science. Even if you're over 300 pounds, you can lose the weight. I don't think for a moment that the scale in your doctor's office, Mr. Henry, was wrong. I do believe you were 306 pounds, and I commend you for being able to lose the weight. But I'll never talk no different from how I do now. And by having the man on before me doesn't make me feel better.
I didn't put him...
We didn't have him on to make you feel better.
But I even bothered... Well, he sounded like he had an impediment.
Yeah, but you said, it was caused from the fat pressing on the vocal cords.
I understand that. But it doesn't make me feel better, even though he sounded the way he does.
All right, I don't... And I didn't bring him on the show. He was a caller, you know?
Yeah, okay. Well, you say he's a caller, but...
He was a caller. But he sounded the way he did because of the weight that he carries. Your point about how, yes, you can lose the weight.
Yeah, of course you can lose the weight. Of course you can lose the weight. If you have the right program, you can lose the weight, no matter what your weight is going to be. But you are never going to lose a speech impediment like the one I got. You know, it doesn't matter.
What if you lose some weight?
Is that supposed to be funny?
No, sir.
Why would losing weight help?
You just said that the fat on the vocal cords.
I don't have any... Let me explain. I'm a weightlifter.
Yeah, Dr. Sadler is a bodybuilder, a weightlifter.
This guy?
Yeah, uh-huh. This guy. God! See, that's the other problem. When you tell me like I do, you're never going to be going to believe it.
You know, I can't believe, Mr. Henry, that you were giving me all this static, and you bring this guy on. He's a science, a doctor, you know, like he's giving, you know.
You can't believe what?
Like your problem? I said Mr. Henry brings you on as some doctor. That's fine, but your voice, the way you talk.
Well, sir, you know, I can bring some perspective to I can bring perspective to it.
I understand you bringing the perspective of the guy can lose weight, but you'll never talk any different. I wasn't even interested in bringing you on for that reason. You brought up the fact that you have a speech impediment. Okay?
Right. I understand that.
So why'd you do it?
Because I wanted to draw a distinction between someone who has all that weight and a guy like me. That I'm never going to be able to talk any different.
Did you ever hear Eddie Van Halen after he had the tongue? You sound like him.
You know, Mr. Henry, but you have me become a bite, and I'll be by me.
All right.
Okay, now they're laughing.
Can you blame us?
I'm not laughing, Dr. Sadler. I appreciate you coming on the program, and you did clarify one thing.
No, you don't give a damn, do you?
Yes, we do.
Why do you give up?
I do care that you came on and you did clarify one thing, which is to say that even over 300 pounds, you're able to lose the weight. And thank you for verifying that the scale in my doctor's office works.
I don't believe it. You say that you're 306 pounds.
That's what I was when I stepped on the scale at my doctor's office last fall. Okay?
I'd like to tell the baby girl then.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You don't even know what he said.
Yes, I... Thank you very much, Dr. Sadler. 877-876-PHIL. I mean, the fact of the matter is, you are in the business of discouraging people from losing weight.
I don't know why you say that, because I have a cinnamon bun concession?
Yeah! Why do I say it? You are a guy that has a cinnamon bun concession at one end of the mall, and at the other end of the mall, you're a personal trainer. If anybody walks through that door that's got corduroy burn, or whatever you call it...
Yeah, Mr. Henry, what do you want me to say? Do you want me to say... buddy, step on the scale. Oh, you're too fat. If they got corduroy burn, I can. It's not so glaring. I'm not gonna. Wow, look at that. Look at how fat you are. I can simply say, well, you know, looking at you.
If they've got corduroy burn.
Yes. I realize it's crude, and I realize it may not be the most scientific or accurate thing that there is, but it does help. And believe me, in my business of judging who's too large to lose weight. Corduroy burn is I would say, an invaluable tool.
It is, huh?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Dr. Rifkin.
I don't be a smartass.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. 877-876. Corduroy burn is an invaluable tool. What a smartass. 877-876-7445. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show here with Brad Rifkin as we talk about weight loss. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We also have with us Brad Rifkin from Rifkin Advertising, personal training, as well as the Sinfully Cinnamon restaurants, I guess. Brad, is it a restaurant, Brad?
Is Sinfully Cinnamon a restaurant?
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it that. I mean, we have a breakfast offerings. We had the breakfast sandwiches, you know.
So people can come in and have breakfast.
Well, we have a sausage. It's one of these deals that you know, it's a service. They come in and they give you the sausage sandwich and this kind of a thing. But between you and me, obviously, we want to see the cinnamon buns move.
What I was going to say is if you have people coming over from your personal training business who you have deemed too fat to lose weight or to even work with, and you send them over to eat cinnamon buns.
I'm not sending them over to eat cinnamon buns. I'm saying to them, the size that you are, and what I'm looking at here, I don't see, you're not going to lose any weight. You might as well, if you want, and you've got extra time, I got a cinnamon bun for you. That's all. You say I'm sending them over there.
Well, you're mentioning it to them. I mean, there's no point in saying something about a cinnamon bun concession at a personal training place, is there?
Why wouldn't it be? I mean, if a guy, I don't know, you know.
If the guy's in there to get healthy, why would you? Well, you know what? It's all over for you, man. Why don't you just go ahead and have yourself a cinnamon bun? And that's why I was asking you.
I'm not saying that, but essentially, that's the, you know, if this guy walks through the door and there's corduroy burn, you can smell from halfway down the mall.
Oh, will you knock it off with the corduroy burn?
Why?
I don't buy that for a minute, okay?
But if you'd like, Mr. Henry, you can talk to Cheryl. She's here. Shell, you want to talk? You want to tell him?
Well,
she said corduroy burn was, she was first introduced to it.
I'm not interested in talking to her. She's not even on the phone.
Hold on for a minute, Phil. Hold on. Get on the phone, Mr. Henry. Well, he wants to know about corduroy burn.
I smelled halfway down.
She says she smelled.
I don't want to talk about corduroy burn, okay? 877-876-PHIL. I don't believe in it. I don't buy it. And sorry, I am not going to. You can't sell me that bill of goods. 877-876-7445 here on the Phil Henry Show. Brad Rifkin with us here as we talk about. Oh, yeah, I know what I wanted to ask you. The sandwiches.
What about them? You mean the breakfast ones?
Yeah.
Well, Cheryl's here. She can tell you.
I don't need to. What is she going to tell me?
What about the breakfast sandwiches, Cheryl? She says she had this bacon. And
get her on the phone, man, if I'm going to talk to her.
Get on the phone with Mr. Henry.
I don't hear that.
What? Yeah, she says she's got work to do. But the bacon and what else? Bacon and banana? What did you say? Oh, yeah, bacon and Canadian ham. And
okay, so you have those sandwiches. Now, that's good protein. Why not send people over there to eat that?
Because that's not how I'm. You got to understand something. We do a volume business, all right? Let me ask you a question, Mr. Henry, and I say this with all, you know, with all humility. But I mean, if I'm doing the box office business in cinnamon buns, and now comes through the door, maybe 3, 4, 5 people, who are all we're all classified as CBs.
That is no thing.
Yeah, she said CB and silk short. And
will you get out of here with CB? You're talking about people that are too fat?
Jeez, what an ass. Yeah, that is too bad.
Are you talking about people who are overweight and they're coming into your store and they're having a cinnamon bun? I'm asking you, why can't you give them protein? And would you keep that Cheryl off the phone? I can't understand a word she's saying.
I didn't want to talk to you.
I'm thinking of it about.
Well, she told you to stick it, and I won't say where.
Great. Same to you, baby.
He said same to you, baby. Wow. You know what she said?
I don't care what she said. You got people coming through the door. Why don't you encourage them to eat the protein that you're serving?
Because if I've got 4 fat asses, let's be honest, all right? 4 fat asses come, you don't want me to say CB? Fine. 4 big fat asses come through the door. Oh, hey, why don't you guys have the protein? It's a $4. What is it? I'm sorry, what is it? Yeah, the sausage sandwich, the breakfast sausage delight. Is that, which one is that? Okay, yeah, the breakfast bacon sausage family delight.
Who cares what it's called, man? What is the what's the difference between? Why do you? Is it cheaper?
What? How many questions do you just ask me?
I'm asking you this. Why are you sending these fat asses, as you call them, into your store to eat cinnamon buns when they can have this breakfast sandwich?
Because they're obviously the volume. There's volume.
What do you mean volume?
Because how much is the family, how much is the sausage, bacon, family? Oh, all right. Okay, yeah. She said, all right, the sausage, bacon, family proto pack. This is the prototype proto pack. And with it, by the way, you get orange juice.
Who cares, man? I'm talking just a basic sandwich with sausage.
We got a basic sandwich with sausage. What do we call it? Oh, the Lonely Man's Breakfast. Yeah, that's just one, what is it? One thing of sausage between two muffins.
Yeah?
Well, what are you asking about?
Well, but you said to me that you're not making that much money with them.
How much do we make on the Lonely Man?
What if it's enough to be?
The one-night stand is what? All right, there's a one-night stand.
Will you please tell me?
All right, it's $3, which is nowhere near the money that we make on the succulents. Yeah, if you go to the succulent side of the menu. And
the succulent side of the menu is what?
Why do you sound so pissed off, Mr. Henry?
Because you got some code, some language. You're doing something over there, man. All I want to know is, why is it that you can't have them eating a good, healthy protein sandwich, and you say it's cheaper?
Yeah, it's less than if you go to succulent.
What is succulent?
That's the buns, the cinnamon. You know what? You're gonna. No wonder your eyeball blew up, man. I'm looking at your video cast. Your eyeball blew. Oh man, no wonder.
It's not a thing.
Yeah, Cheryl.
I don't care what Cheryl says. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
God.
You're not certified.
Really, baby? Hey, Cheryl. Hey, what do you say? You and me and a cinnamon bun, and you know what I mean.
I don't know.
Phil Henry.